You know, my dick is actually only this long, and when it's in the pump, it grows an extra 3 inches. But the real difference is in the thickness. It's like the difference between a hot dog and a salami.
Hot dog?
I got the hot dog up to my mouth again, and I was ready to bite, and the scream got louder.
Hey, yeah! Where is it?
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
Hey freaks, it's Tuesday, July 20th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, the FUPA is strong with this one. Plus, pedophiles love lemonade, and the Vatican loves pedophiles. All of this, plus Sextastic Tuesday on an extended episode of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Tuesday edition of DV. I've got a great program, a classic edition of Sextastic Tuesday is on deck, poking its little turtle head out. Kind of prairie dogging right now. This is a great Sextastic Tuesday story because it's the first time we ever use the term shit dildo.
Shit dildo. Shit dildo. Shit dildo.
Yeah, not only was that the birth of the term shit dildo, but also that incredible sound clip. All right, I have to tell you, you know, yesterday I was bitching and moaning and whining, as I do. It's what I do about my headphones because they were shorting out. So I got a new pair today. They're only like $40. They're a Sennheiser DJ headset. I don't know what the fuck they're called, but it's throwing me off because these headphones are ricoculous. I can hear everything that's going on in the room. Like, the dogs are being quiet, but they're chewing on their bones. I can hear it, and I know it's not being picked up by the mic. Well, it is picking it up, but it's so quiet. You people can't hear it, but my magic headphones can hear it. It's really throwing me off, and it's a lot louder than the other pair, and it's really freaking me the fuck out. All right, so it's going to take a while for me to get used to these. But it doesn't take much to throw me off my game. I am not a professional broadcaster in the least. All right, I'm going to dick around with these headphones. You guys enjoy this classic edition of Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic Tuesday. On Distorted View.
All right, let's get into this hot, steamy, passionate, and intriguing Sextastic Tuesday called
Shit Dildo.
Shit Dildo. Shit Dildo.
This story is oozing sex. Raw, hot, sweaty.
Shit Dildo.
Can you handle the heat? If not, you better get out of the kitchen. And while you're at it, take that shitty dildo out of your ass.
Shit dildo.
Shit dildo. Shit dildo.
Oh, you'll be hearing more of that. I'm not one to just let a bit die off. All right, here we go. Shit dildo. As I was grunting, perched over the ivory ring in the water below, my mind wandered to the grunting I would likely do that night. Yes, I had a date with Linda Blumsky, who was reputed to be looser than Roseanne Barr's pants on an Ethiopian. Wow. I can already tell you when this story was written. Somewhere around 1994. The height of Roseanne. Roseanne mania. Who would think to use a Roseanne Barr reference these days? I decided where I would take my dates, and believe me, there's not many sex stories that would reference Roseanne Barr, so this is already quite an amazing story. I decided where I would take my dates depending on how likely I was to lay them. After all, why waste lobster on a girl who was going to screw you anyway? It just didn't make any sense. See, this guy uses his brains. He's a smart cookie with a long history of breaking little hearts.
If Linda Blemsky wants to keep this man, she better hit him with her best shot. All right, it just didn't make sense. Anyway, let's just say that with Linda Blemsky, I was very glad Jack in the Box was having its three tacos for 99 cent deal. Especially since I was constipated. And over time, like I said, this story is full of romance and intrigue.
Shit, dildo.
Since I was constipated, and over time I had learned that nothing got things moving like a nice hot jack-in-the-box taco. Wednesday afternoon, bam! Suddenly the system had stopped running. Now, don't get me wrong, occasionally my stomach would get that familiar rumbling pressure, and I would run to the throne happily anticipating an eruption, but thus far I had only farted unsatisfactorily. Unsatisfactorily. That word. I have no idea why I'm even questioning the man. This guy is a literary genius. He's really a modern-day Danielle Steele.
Shit, dildo.
Okay, enough of that. Alright, so this guy is constipated. I would push and push, trying desperately to dislodge whatever was in there, but it would not exit. It seemed to be biding its time, and as days passed, I started to wonder what exactly was in there. What sort of butt monster had declared my anus its permanent home? That line was almost Shakespearean in its brilliance.
Shit, dildo.
Okay, Shakespearean, but not quite V.C. Andrews. Not yet. You have to really work for that. You earn it. Okay. And we're off again. I was experiencing another failure. My brown anal starfish clenching and unclenching impotently, winking at the toilet water below. The wave of depression at not being able to perform rushed over me, and I wiped my crack with shame. To look at that paper, white and lonely, without even a hint of brown, just a stray pube, it was almost too much for my heart to bear. Aww. I tossed it into the empty water, yanked up my Calvin Klein's, and trudged out. I started to cheer up later, as I sat across from Linda's pudgy body at Jack in the Box, and bit into my taco. Looking down at the folds of the tortilla, red with special sauce, I started to imagine how wet Linda must have been getting. She wasn't very pretty, but as the saying goes, pussies are universally beautiful. She listened patiently as I told her about myself, going on about frat parties I'd gone to, and especially good football games I had seen. She polished off her tacos like Cookie Monster eating a box of Oreos, and soon I saw by her vacant look that it was time to head back to her room and start plowing the field, so to speak. She dumped our trays at the nearby receptacle, and we were out the door. As we were walking back to her room, I felt a growl emanate deep from within my bowels. It filled me with foreboding. It seemed to be the growl of some dark beast. But I didn't feel any pressure, so I ignored it. That's gonna come back to bite ya. I decided if anything was going to happen, it would surely wait until I had finished porking the woman. Now that's what I call an act break. Wow, talk about an obscure Arrested Development reference. Alright, back at her room. She was dripping like an overripe pimple and making weird moaning noises. I decided it was time to feed her my meat. I aimed for the hole and jabbed with my dick. Damn, missed. I tried again. The second time, it slipped in with a slurp, and I started to bang away at her. And then it came, a snarling, shrieking moan emanating from the pit of my stomach. I froze, half in and half out. A strange rumbling was seething through my intestines. The waking movements of such slumbering giant. It was enough to put all thoughts of sex out of my mind. It was enough to make me quake in fear. And then it hit. Wham! I pulled out of her with a shriek, feeling something slam like a fist against the wall of my asshole. Something wanted out, and it wanted out now.
Shit, dildo.
The story is getting so good, I can't put it down. A fart like a snarl. What? A fart like a snarl ripped free from my anus, and I yelped. Quickly, I sprinted to the bathroom, ignoring Linda's protest. This was a shit that could not be denied. With the wrench, the shit tore apart my asshole, forcing its head through. I shrieked, my hand dug into the toilet paper roll by my side, my knuckles white. My body twisted and I buckled down, pushing with all my might despite the pain. All I had to do was push. All I could do was push. This monster would not be denied. I began to think the thing would never emerge. It shoved its way out, bit by bit, clawing onto the dark hair of my crack in its effort. Then, with one asshole-wrenching thrust, it was out. My butt cheeks were bathed in ice-cold piss water as it plunged into the pool below. Poetic. It gets better, though. And then I saw it. It was beautiful. A tear of happiness dripped from my eyes. I beheld the shit miracle I had produced. The fluorescent light above the toilet bathed the long brown lord of feces and made it almost glow with a natural halo. It had to be close to a foot long and at least an inch and a half in diameter. It rested in the toilet casually, king of its domain. As I beheld it, my mind flashed to the Sistine Chapel, except instead of God touching my hand, he was offering me this long brown beauty, as if saying, "You are my chosen one, and you have been blessed with the shit of God."
Shit dildo.
Shit dildo. Shit dildo.
Oh my God, it just came to me. I haven't read this story. I thought this story was going to be about a shit-covered dildo. Now I'm starting to think something else is going to be used as a dildo. I have a feeling the Lord of Feces is going to be entering a pussy real soon. Let's keep reading. This story is magical. It's like a C.S. Lewis novel. The Lion, the Witch, and the Shit Dildo. Surely to touch it would strike me dead, but finally my curiosity overcame my fear, and I ran my fingers across its sleek surface. Rapture! It was as hard as I had expected, and my touch caused it to bob up and down the surface. I took it in my hand and stroked it, and then I heard a voice. It was Linda. Jinkies, I think my theory about the shit dildo is right. Oh, Linda. You're in for quite a surprise. I couldn't flush it. It would almost be sacrilegious. What could I do with it? I doubted Linda would appreciate it. Why had I produced such a specimen? What was its mysterious purpose? I thought of Linda, and it was then I knew. I wrapped my hand around the gargantuan stool and hefted it. It lifted in one piece, and I raised it like a scepter. A smile grew on my face as I thought of what was to come. When I came out, Linda was lying spread-eagle on the couch, so I could see straight into her cunt. The blackness of it all, how very sci-fi. My God, it's full of stars. Oh wait, those are crabs. It's the monoclit. Linda said, "Come on, baby, can't you see Linda is hot and willing?" She thrust her rancid slit towards me. "Okay," I smiled, "but close your eyes first. That way you won't know when I'm entering until I actually do." I knew she would do what I said. She was a crusty old whore, and I knew her like I knew my oldest pair of underwear. "Ooh, kinky," she belched happily. Her eyes slammed shut and her hips twitched, waiting for my entrance. My flesh rod of fertility bulged in anticipation, but I had no intention of entering her. Instead, I brought forth the mighty shit and touched its tip to her waiting, dripping hole. "You ready?" I grinned. She nodded, starting to make weird moaning noises. I slowly started to ease the length of shit into her cunt. She gasped. "Wow, you're so big," she gulped, starting to pant heavily. "I never knew you could get so big." I had to push it in inch by inch as her hole wasn't used to such a long tool, and I did it clumsily since obviously I couldn't go in by feel as I usually do, but she was too hot and turned on to notice. "Oh, fuck me with that long hard dick," she howled. I complied, pumping the brown log in and out of her hole. As I did, I noticed that the phallic poo was developing a slimy layer of crud mixed with her vaginal fluids on its surface. This just made it go in easier. As I pumped her with this dildo of dung, I started to bang her breast back and forth with my spare fist. This really started to get her going, and I sensed she was starting to approach orgasm. I really started to slam the shit into her cunt, and she started making shrieking noises. Yep, it wouldn't be long. As I pummeled her hole, I started to notice the shit was starting to lose its consistency. It seemed to be getting a little softer, and was molding itself to her cunt. However, I had no time to contemplate this, for Linda
launched into a mighty orgasm and started bouncing up and down on the couch like a basketball, screaming and screaming. I fought to keep the shit dildo pumping into her, trying to keep up with her sudden spastic movements. Then abruptly I found myself holding half a shit. The other half had broken off in her cunt. Romance.
Shit dildo.
She gasped as she came out of her orgasm, her eyes still tightly closed. She sighed in contentment. "Keep your dick in me," she purred. "I want to feel you get soft inside me." "All right, sweetheart, I'll stay inside you as long as you want," I said, as I quietly tiptoed to the door. As I shut it behind me, I decided I probably wouldn't be dating Linda Blemsky for a while.
There you go, Sextastic Tuesday for July 20th, 2010, brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item. All you have to do is use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. This is a special code just for my listeners. Adam and Eve said, "Tim, you've been reading these horrible sex stories for years. Why don't we get your listeners off properly with some sex toys? Maybe some nipple toys, Benoit balls, pussy pumps. If it's sexy in nature, chances are AdamandEve.com stocks it." Here's what you do. You pick out something you like. I picked out Adam and Eve's clit bumper. Not only is it going to stimulate my lady bits, but I think, according to Apple, it'll also alleviate all of my reception problems I'm having with my iPhone 4. It's a dual-use product. What's great is that, according to the product overview, the main selling point, I'm guessing it's the main selling point because it's in all caps, is that it's waterproof! Exclamation mark. For the man, stay harder longer and experience more intense ejaculations. Well, that all sounds good. For the woman, enjoy his hardness longer and get thrilling clitoral stimulation. Free batteries included. It is thrilling.
Fucking thrilling.
Oh, that bitch. All right, so there you go. Use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, at AdamandEve.com. There's a link on the show notes today. You can save 50% off, get free shipping, all sorts of free gifts. It's a good deal. Support the program. Support Adam and Eve. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, that fucked up news right now. By the way, just to give you an idea of how amazing that coupon code is, I added the clit bumper to my shopping cart. Originally, it's $19.95. I think right now it's on sale for $14.95 or something like that, plus $8 shipping, so it's over $20. But using the coupon code, it gets knocked down to $7.48 with no shipping charges. And you're going to get all those free gifts and shit for $7? Shit, motherfucker. That's an amazing deal. All right, if you're not yet a Sideshow member, sign up right now. It is only $5 a month or $50 a year. Lifetime memberships are available as well. If you go to superfreaksideshow.com, you can click on Lifetime Membership, and you'll never have to worry about reoccurring charges again. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do bonus episodes, extended shows. Corey does an amazing program called Butt Fudge Sunday. Maybe tomorrow I'll play some clips from his program. Get an idea of what he's all about. Today I've got an extended show for you. Sign up right now, you can hear that, and then also catch all of the weekend bullshit we posted. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com! Alright, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, I'm not sure if we talked about this fat ass or if it was a different fat ass, but I can't believe we're celebrating obesity. Alright, this story comes from ohio.com. Never fear, fellow Akronites. Citizens of Akron, Ohio, which is just a real shithole. A lot of fat people in Akron. Although the sheen has faded from the solid gold basketball icon who has been the international face of our city, that would be LeBron, someone else is stepping forward to take his place. Well, not stepping, it's more like waddling. Meet Donna Simpson, the fattest woman to have given birth. What an honor. It will become official in September when the folks from Guinness World Records roll her out during a big ceremony in New York. 3 years ago, when Simpson gave birth to daughter Jacqueline at Akron City Hospital, she was lighting up the scale at 532 pounds. But that was only the start. Call her the self-chosen one. She is elected to stuff her face so full that she now weighs 600 pounds, with the ultimate goal of reaching 1,000. You know what? I'm pretty sure this is the same woman that we talked about before on the show, but I've got some new details for you. Apparently, a significant portion of the population agrees that she's sexy. Look at my fat. Because thousands of people are paying $15 per month to gawk at the photos and videos on her website, which is located at www.donnasimpson.com, where she poses suggestively, often in a bra and panties, eating pizza or performing household chores. See, I'm pretty sure she got her business model from the fat man. Every time she wants to eat a pizza, she asks for donations. And she shows off her shit-stained panties. By the way, I guess I do have to mention this. $15 to look at a fat slob in her bra and panties. The sideshow is only $5 a month. And many of my video logs include fat people doing gross things. So, I'm just saying. It's a better value. You got to think about the economics of things. We're in a recession or depression. Are we still in that? I don't even know. All right. All I know is I'm eating ramen noodles and cooking them in my urine because I can't afford water. Shut off. All right. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. All right. Her fiancé weighs 150 pounds. He's also black. He happens to be the son of a United Nations diplomat from Congo. After two failed marriages, she met the man in an internet chat room for supersized women and had his child. Not sure if we gave this stat last time, but her food bill typically runs $400 to $600 per week. It all depends on the number of restaurant gift cards donated by her fans, who are eager to propel her to even greater widths. Simpson says that she gets hate mail all the time. People tell her she's not only killing herself, but setting a horrible example. Not in her eyes. She claims the entire medical establishment is off base. Fucking medical establishment with their facts and research. Who the hell do they think they are? Have they ever had a Twinkie? They're delicious! They can't be bad for you! Alright, by the way, she's battling high cholesterol. And yes, she has issues with diabetes, which first reared its ugly head in gestational form. But she's reached the age of 42 and claims she feels just fine. And sexy. I've been fat since I was like 5 years old. People would say, you need to put her on a diet. She's gonna die. She's not gonna live to be 20. She's not gonna live to be 30. Now look at me. I'm 42 years old. Two of my toes had to be amputated due to gangrene set on by diabetes, and I can't go to the mailbox without wheezing. Also, I can't wipe myself. All right. Simpson was the fourth of four children, the others being 7 to 16 years her senior. When she was 11, her evil stepmother put her on a diet and took her to a doctor who prescribed diet pills. Clearly, Simpson long ago overcame that childhood trauma. Now she's shattering world records for being fat. She one day would love to be crowned the heaviest woman, by Guinness, of course. To do that, she needs to tip the scales at 1,050 pounds, a lofty goal. But if anyone can do it, our Donna Simpson may just be lazy and hungry enough to accomplish it. Ding. Second story we have for you today. This one also happens to come from Ohio. A Fayetteville, Ohio man pleaded guilty to public indecency charges after he whipped out his cock at a lemonade stand Saturday afternoon. Milk, milk, lemonade. Round the corner, fudge is made. It could have been a lot worse if he would have gone round the corner. You know what goes good with lemonade? Brownies. Squats on the kid's face. All right, Montgomery police say Larry Cottrell, 35, exposed his genitals to several children who had set up a lemonade stand. Members of the Ingle family operated the lemonade stand to raise money for their church. The family of 14 adopted 11 children, some with disabilities. Holy mother of shit. Starting in 2009, volunteers helped remodel the Ingles' home to help the family. They moved back in May 2010. Mother Heather Ingle said she was walking outside to give the children paper and markers when she heard Cottrell ask for another glass of lemonade from his car parked outside the house. Another one of the children passed another glass through the window. As I was approaching the car from the back, that's when I saw him indecently exposed. Now let's take a picture so we can remember the day you gave me lemonade. Oh, Mr. Mac. He never learns. All right, Ingle wrote down the car's license plate number, then called 911. Montgomery Police Officer Sergeant Greg Von Den Beacon and Sergeant Mike Platch used the information to track down Cottrell. He was charged with public indecency. Ingle said she never expected a lemonade stand on their quiet street to be a place her children would encounter danger. You know, stranger danger. She says they discussed what happened as a family. What we told the children was, you sell the lemonade for 50 cents, but take nothing less than a 20 for blowjobs. And that's how the Ingle family turned to a life of prostitution. We make so much money! All right, we told the children that what they saw was wrong and what they should have done if it wasn't out there. What? And what they should have done if it wasn't out there? Referring to the penis? If the penis wasn't out there? I don't know. Cottrell pleaded guilty Monday morning during his arraignment. His sentencing is scheduled for July 27th. Final story we have for you today. Actually, I wanted to mention, when I was looking for news stories today, I found an interview with our good friend Jack Rebney, the Winnebago man. And I'm not gonna read the interview. It's on AOLnews.com. Maybe I'll put a link to it on the show notes today. But the interviewer was just asking him all sorts of questions. My favorite being, are all babies cute? To which Jack responds, I don't see anything either funny, cute, or productive or useful about babies. I love Jack Rebney so much. Jack will not tolerate babies. He has no use for them. I love that man. I'm pissed off, though, because the movie's not coming to Columbus. As a matter of fact, I joined the official Winnebago Man Facebook page just so I could write on their wall. I'm going to give a clue here now. Bring Winnebago Man to Columbus or else the shit is going to hit the fan. And I mean it. I need to see that movie. All right, yes, final story we have for you today now. You may have heard about this little scandal. An internet search for the Vatican through Google threw up a link to a website called pedofilio.com, the Italian word for pedophile. The link, among the first options offered by the search, apparently surfaced early on Saturday, said Italian news agency ANSA, adding that it connected to an apparently empty website. A spokesman for Google, Google Italy, said it was not clear if this was a result of hacking. I cannot confirm if it's an attack because I have not had any precise information from the U.S. engineers to understand the nature of the problem. Yeah, but isn't Google still kind of based on rankings? So if a bunch of people, search for, Vatican and then click on the pedophile thing, then it gets bumped up higher and higher in the search results. Isn't that how it works? So that's probably what happened. It's probably a goof. It was just done as a goof. The Vatican is battling allegations of abuse by pedophile priests and allegations of high-level cover-ups in several European countries after similar scandals swept Australia and the United States in 2004. So there you go. I mean, you could sort of understand how the words Vatican and pedophile are connected, right? The same way priests' penises and little boys' assholes are connected. Joined together. They just fit. All right, that, my friends, is your Distorted News for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, take it away. Dazzle me.
Hey, Tuvu. Moose from England here. It's coming up to my birthday in a couple of days. As my one-year sideshow anniversary.
Aww.
And as a birthday present, will you please, please, please play your hit song, Pain, Rain, Love. If you play it, I will cum my face off
so hard. All right, your wish is granted!
You don't want me anymore!
Something I said, maybe something I did, that made you walk away into that cloudy, cold day.
Love, it is like rain, so much pain, rain, love.
Laughter is gone. The tears are here. I long for your touch and you to be near.
You hurt me so
love,
bad.
It is like rain. So much pain. Rain. Love. Love. It is like rain. So much pain. Rain. Love.
I didn't even have to use a fucking auto-tune. That's how good I am, right?
Hi, Tuvu. I'm just calling to ask a favor. For you to do something for my bestest friend who just made Distorted View. I recently just took driver's ed, and they were talking about hydroplaning.
Right,
and it made
yes.
me very happy because my teacher was a fat, obese black man. So he said it really funny. Anyway... I was talking to her, and she has never heard the hydroplaning audio.
Ah.
So if you would gladly just randomly insert somewhere in your show the hydroplaning audio.
I'll try to play it at the end after the outro music or whatever.
Hey, it's the new fat man now. Alex just calling in. I'm wondering about him. See where the hell he's been.
He
hasn't played any good clips of him recently.
Missing an action.
You actually link to his YouTube page if you find it in the show notes. Also, just wondering, which of the Fat Mans did you like the most? The old Smoker Fat Man, like true Fat Man, who was just...
Yeah, I gotta go with the original Fat Man. I can't even do his voice. Hey, folks, Fat Man here. I mean, the shit-stained underwear video, classic.
Hey, Timothy Chicken Legs Henson.
This
is Sir Roivus here. I just got off the bus, and this near-dead wanted to get on the bus, so we had to stop and go through the whole process of having the ramp lowered so she can get on. And then after failing a 16-point turn, she gets up out of her chair and walks over and out of the way so that the bus driver can physically pick up her chair and put it into position. Then she walks back over and sits down. Now, if this was insulting enough, she only rode the bus for 2 stops. It took her longer to actually get on the bus than it did for us to travel the 2 damn stops.
Lazy.
Old people must be euthanized.
Yes, they must be destroyed.
Hey, Timmy, it's Penny Pie from Virginia. I've been listening for a few years now, and I never understood why people would call into the voicemail complaining about the regular callers they did for Texas or for the Shaws, saying that they were annoying and they hated hearing them. I didn't understand that
until
Civil Distress started calling in. If there's anyone I hate with passion, it is Civil Distress. I hate him so much. And I wish
flames
he just wouldn't
on the
call
side of my face. Heaving breathless, heaving breaths.
Like, go play in the robotics club at his high school. Such a little nasty faggot, and I want him to go away.
All right. Civil Distress is a nasty faggot.
Hey, Jimmy. Lifetime Sideshow Scary Bob here.
Ooh.
You know, the other day, I heard you were going to be finally sending out T-shirts to Lifetime subscribers.
Oh, yeah, eventually. So, that's going to happen.
I just have one question. What, again, are the T-shirts going to say?
Well, they're really not going to say a lot. It's going to be the logo, the tranny. So it's a very attractive T-shirt, so, you know.
Hey, Tim. It's Scotia from Thunder Bay. I know I left 2 messages this week, so I hope they get spread out between Friday and Sunday.
I'll spread you out, Scotia.
But seriously, there is a motherfucking double rainbow right now.
What does it mean?
My house, and I can't capture it on my camera.
Oh, there really is a double rainbow. Wow, that's interesting.
Hey, Tim, it's underage listener Waldo. I just wanted to call and explain to you something. You know the bitch that wouldn't shut up about, you know, 2012, oh my god, get the fucking math out.
Yeah,
that was kind of pissing me off. So, I wanted to point out something about the whole 2012 thing to sort of dispel your fears.
What?
So this way you can, you know, pay your bills and stuff.
I don't want to do that.
Probably don't do that anyway. Okay, so here's how it works.
Okay.
The Mayans used to build the Aztecs used to build a temple every end of, like, a sort of a semester, if you will. So they build this thing, and then at the end, it would be sort of the end of the world, quote-unquote, and then they build a new one right on top of that. Knock the whole thing down, rebuild it. They were crazy and it was pretty stupid, but at the same time, the world's not going to end. It's just idiots reading a calendar and being all like, well, maybe it looks like the world's going to end.
Yeah, but Nostradamus also predicted it.
Hey, Tim, it's Jared from California, long time slideshow member. You were just talking about the iDosers.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you that those have been out for a couple of years, and I should also tell you that they don't fucking work at all. None of them do.
Well, maybe you're not using the right headphones.
My friend tried to get me, swear to God they worked, he tried to get me to fucking try them at least 7 different times with their little fucking 15-minute-long static-y audio files and nothing.
Waste of fucking time, right?
Jimmy Boo, poem time, spiral ham with a brand new rhyme. You think you're fat, but you're fine. I'm not gay, but you blow my mind. You sold you, Tim. You know it's true. We'll rent the fat man. Here's what we'll do. Say, sit on civil distress's face so that pig screams to goo. And some concerned mother in Texas like, Jesus, son, what are you listening to? And little Danny's like, Mommy, it's just a distorted view. I'm a soldier, Tim. You know it's true. All these freaks created by you. Slice any dude's belly. I'll never ask why. Like that fucking dick that called in and said he hopes your dad'll die.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, that guy. He was a monster. All right. Well, that was those were some fat beats, I have to tell you. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me. Email me. Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, it's an oh, God.
My dick aches for you.
Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion if you are not yet Sideshow Freaks. Sign up right now because I've got an extended portion coming up. So be on the lookout for that. Otherwise, we will see you back tomorrow for the big Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
The story with this video is there's a guy and a girl who are in love, but something goes wrong in their relationship, and they break up. They have a big fight, break up, and then you just sort of,
oh, Jesus Christ on a cross. It was hydroplaning.